It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Ah, DZ, it is a Wednesday, and let me tell you something.
What's the word?
I have been waiting for this day.
Wednesday? Nobody waits for Wednesday.
I did. Okay. Today is the day that I get to make an appearance at Heartland Kids Day this morning.
Oh, that's right.
They invited me. They said it starts at 9. I said, sorry, I'm on the air.
But I can get there, you know, kind of quick.
But I can get there by 10:30.
Ish.
I got my fingers crossed. I'm like, 10:30. I got you, Heartland. So Heartland has a big kids day at Nixon Park. That is their big park in Heartland. And I'm excited because it goes on from like 9, I think, to 1 today.
Oh, that's a good chunk.
And they have like local, I don't like calling myself a celebrity. It sounds so corny to
call
me.
Call yourself a local influencer.
Local people to make appearances and at their kids day. And I said, you want me?
Me?
You want me?
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 Little old me?
And they go, yeah. And I go, okay, I'm in.
You twist my arm.
So I'm excited. That's my little victory, is that it's been building up, and today is the day I get to actually spend time in Heartland, a city where I really don't spend time. I'm not going to lie.
They're going to love you out there.
I mean, Arrowhead, what up? That's about all I know about. And Nixon Park.
Arrowhead, stand up.
I'm like, these are the things I know about Heartland.
You're going to learn today, Allie. You're going to learn today.
So anyway,
that's
I'm
fun.
Excited to go to Lake Country since I couldn't go with you last night.
We're going
to
make sure you get out of there. Out of here, so you can get over there.
Thank
How about
you.
That?
What's your little victory?
My little victory is just that. Yesterday was successful. Now, I don't know as far as like how things went.
Yeah.
But my body, my knee, it held up. I did my thing when we were out there at the Lake Country Doc Hounds game for the Bucks takeover
I
event.
I was really jealous if you missed it yesterday. DZ said he was going out there, and I'm like, I've never even been to a Doc Hounds game. I forget they have a baseball team in Oconomowoc. I should remember this.
It's technically still a really new team. It's like 4 or 5 years old max.
Yeah, well, I've lived here the last 4 or 5 years. Never seen an invite, okay?
Ooh, hey, we got one. Shout out Brian. He said y'all got to come back.
Yeah, Brian, hit us up.
So listen, we already got the open invite.
Get a media invite, man. what do I got to do?
That's what he was talking about.
Thank
he
you,
said,
Brian.
Y'all got to come catch a game. Because okay. I told him, I was like, we've mentioned y'all. We talked, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell?
He said, y'all got to pull up. For real, for real. But it was successful. It was good. It was great. And let's be honest, it was a fantastic precursor to Neo. Because the 4th of July, we were being moved on a truck. Yesterday was me moving myself, you know, the most realistically.
Yeah.
It was good. Now I know mentally what to expect. Next day, what to expect. And we ready.
And you're ready to be moving more.
State Fair needs to come faster.
And you got your Verizon shirt on today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it was a quick grab.
And you work in Verizon today. I love this so much.
Verizon Community Ambassador, baby.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking first loves. We're telling everything because I'm going to tell you about my first love. I don't know if I've ever told the story about my real actual first, you know, boyfriend that I said I love you to, that I felt intense sorrow when we broke up. Hysteria. I mean, crying for days. You know, that kind of love.
That kind of love.
I was 19. Ooh. I'll never forget it. It was that I couldn't take it. It was too much of a heartbreak. But 19. The reason I brought it up was because Hudson had his first love.
Hudson did have his first little thing, didn't he?
I wanted to do this during the question of the day because my 11-year-old is sound asleep, and so is his ex-girlfriend. Thank God. I think she's asleep. So you remember, Hudson had a girlfriend for a short period this past year.
Hey, fleeting.
It was the cutest thing ever.
Fleeting but fun.
He was in 5th. She was in 6th. They became friends because they like to play Roblox together.
Mm-hmm.
You witnessed it.
I
it
did.
Happened in the studio. It was
That's
a friend
a
of mine. It was a friend of mine's daughter. Something happened with her and Hudson. They were in the same tribe. They felt each other. They got along in their own little weird world.
It was cute.
And they were cute. So they switched numbers. They started dating. Somebody asked somebody to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and then 3 days later they broke up. It was beautiful. It was true 5th grade love.
Mark it.
And Hudson has been kind of down. And I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was summer. He's bored. The other day, I go to volleyball and I play with his ex's mom.
Oh, and ex-in-law.
Yeah, ex-in-law, who I'm still friends with. And his ex-girlfriend comes, and he Ooh. Comes, and he goes, you realize I haven't seen her since, you know. He says that in the car.
Since, you know.
And I forget how intense love is, you know, at that age. They're 11 and 12, you know. And
Facts.
I go, you haven't seen her? You haven't talked to her? He goes, well, we played Roblox the other night. And I go, well, maybe you're back, and maybe you're friends again.
Who knows?
Because I could tell he just missed his friend.
Sure.
It had nothing to do with the love part.
At the end of the day.
They played all night in the sand. They played on the playground, at the volleyball. They're friends again, and they're just friends. And he's been in such a great mood. So it brought me to the first love stories.
Because it made you think,
oh, he's been sad this whole time. He missed his friend.
Full circle.
He doesn't care about the romantic part. He just wants his friend back.
When you're that young, it is more the friendship,
you
obviously.
Guys, it was so cute.
He's got his first love back.
But I fell in love at 19, and I was hysterical, okay, you guys? My first true boyfriend, Adam, oh my God, I thought the world was over. I remember being at my parents' house, hysterical.
How'd y'all break up?
He was crazy and possessive and controlling, and I was 19, and I'm a free bird. You know me, DZ, I'm nomadic. Like, I don't want to be held down. I'm sure. And he just wanted to get married, and I was like, we're 19.
Right.
Like,
I don't want to get married. Like, right away?
I'm like, I like you. Like, eventually. But
I don't like you.
I'm like, I want to finish college. I want to move around. Like, I don't want to get married.
Yeah. He was trying to settle ASAP.
Yeah, he was like, let's get... I'm like, no, I'm not interested.
Like, buy a house in the hometown next to our parents
I felt a lot of pressure from him.
Yeah.
And that led to the breakup eventually, and I thought the world was over.
You had ideas, and he had plans.
Yeah, no. I had lots of plans.
Yeah, I feel that.
We were not meant to be married or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what about your first love? Was it Aaron or somebody else? Because you've known her since grade school, but I'm sure she knows everything.
Yeah, I've known my wife since middle school. We technically didn't really, become friends. Oh, my bad. My first love, her name was Jasmine. It was third grade.
I wanted you to talk about Aaron. I just thought, well, if it's not Aaron, well, then who the hell is it?
Oh.
Who is it? Again. Who's the whole neighbor?
Again, it was third grade. Her name was Jasmine.
Oh, fine. It was third. Okay, I'll let it go.
I flicked the marshmallow into her mouth. And then I was like, hey, that was funny. You want to be my girlfriend? And she said, yeah. And then we broke up on the playground probably 5 hours later.
That's so romantic.
Right? Come on, man. I mean, you couldn't write a better love story than that. Obviously, my wife is the better catch.
That's
my soulmate.
Right.
But if we're talking first loves, listen, third grade DZ was a Mac Daddy. I think I had 2-3 girlfriends that year.
DZ's like, first love? Try first three, baby. What do you mean? Okay, well, in honor of Hudson still being asleep, thank God, and we could talk about first loves and his girlfriend at volleyball the other night. They're reconnected, but they're just friends. My first love sent me into a mental breakdown, and DZ flicked a marshmallow in his first love's mouth. It's great.
Shout out Jay.
It's great. I mean, hey.
Shout out Jay and her wife. I'm pretty sure.
She's a lesbian?
Yeah, I think so.
She doesn't even like boys.
Third grade, she did.
She was trying to make you feel better.
All right, I guess.
You were her beard.
Maybe. In third grade, I could have been, maybe.
All right, the phones are ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next. First loves. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I know we're talking about first loves, but that song just triggered a memory. DZ, one of my best friends, Shelly, said she got in an Uber the other day and we were playing Destiny's Child, Say My Name, and the Uber driver had us on.
Uh-huh.
And the
Thank
Uber,
you.
It was a female, and she was in the front going, say my name, say my name.
Forgot she had a passenger.
She was, I said, stop it. She's like, oh, my driver was jamming to say my name. I said, that's my girl.
She did not care. She was saying her name.
Finger in the air, name. Say my name.
My name. It was like, and it wasn't your name. It was her name. Uh-huh.
So that's my Destiny's Child story. Okay, moving on. The first loves, the question of the day, because this week was adorable.
Yeah.
Hudson, my 11-year-old, got reunited with his first girlfriend, so I'm going to call her the first love. They're both asleep right now, hopefully, so they're not listening because they'd be mortified.
Or they'll catch it on the app later.
They broke up. They met playing Roblox. They broke up, and then they reunited at volleyball on Monday night because her mom and I play together, and they're back friends. So, first love fixed.
It resolved, yeah.
First love resolved. They played in the sand all night. You were in love in third grade with a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
I was in love with a controlling guy at 19 who still follows me on Instagram that annoys me to this day.
Oh, Lord.
To this day. But anyway, we're talking first loves today. Let's go to, I want to start with Babe, Mike in Hartford. And then we actually have a kid on the phone.
Transitions.
Mike, good morning, babe.
Good morning.
What up, babe?
Dude, listen to this. Mike's not calling about his first love. He's calling about his 5-year-old daughter's first love. He said it's happening even as we speak.
Excuse me?
Spill the tea.
Mike,
spill the tea.
Am I getting in the car? Is Uncle DZ pulling up?
Is Eileen in love?
Hold on.
Who's the guy?
Hold on.
Or girl.
Hold on.
I won't say his name if his parents are listening. But,
safety reasons. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. What's it, Nolan, Ryan?
No, Trevor, one of her. One of her favorite songs right now is Trisha Yearwood, She's in Love with the Boy.
Okay.
So I'll sing it, and when she says she's in love with the boy, instead of saying boy, I'll say his name, and she's like, Daddy, don't say that.
Oh,
and
my.
She'll look at me through her eyebrows.
She's blushing.
She'll tilt her head down. And then when I sing it normally, she's like, okay, Daddy, you can say his name now.
Ah, she said, I like it better with my boy's name.
And it says, like, she's going to marry that boy someday. And I'll say she's going to marry blank someday.
You say his name, Preston.
She's like, I am. She's like, I am.
Oh, you're egging it on.
My boyfriend.
Oh, pops.
And so she gets embarrassed when I like, laugh at her and, like, give her a hard time. But at the same time, she likes it because she smiles so much. She's almost, like, smitten.
It's a tease,
She's like,
there's nothing
he's
like
little
a first
like
crush.
Me.
There's nothing. She said he's little like me.
Aww.
Oh my God.
My heart.
Yep.
There's nothing like a first crush. I have vivid memories of boys chasing me around the playground in first grade and loving the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first sign.
Yep.
that we needed that attention from the opposite sex and who we were attracted to and who we were going to love maybe down the road. Like,
exactly.
It was evident immediately for me second grade.
For a lot of people.
I got to finally see him on Monday, and I was like, all right, he's a cute little boy.
He's an okay kid. The arranged marriage might work.
When she went to go give him a hug, he kind of like brushed her off like, psh, yeah,
he's
I know.
Trying to play cool. Oh, he's trying to play cool.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I was like, oh, boy.
Not till Uncle DZ and Babe show up.
We're going to have to check back on this story, Babe.
If I saw you and Mike and me show up, I'd run for my dear life.
That 5-year-old wants none of the smoke.
I don't even need to swing. I just open my mouth and scare people by screaming at them. It's easy, dude.
I'm swinging.
Mike, I love this story. Tell Eileen that we'll be at the wedding. In fact, we'll officiate it.
Facts.
Sounds good.
Later, Babe.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day, guys.
Peace, man. You too. Much
I
love.
He won't say the other guy's name. He's like her boyfriend, not boyfriend. Okay. We're out of time, but I don't care. We're going to Waylon this morning in Wabaca because he's 7 and I want to talk to him. Hi, Waylon.
Hi.
So listen, Waylon, we're talking first loves. I'm dying to hear what you want to share today. Go for it.
Are you in love, Waylon?
Are you in love?
My first love, it was a girl named Piper and I met her in kindergarten.
Oh my God.
Why, wait. Did y'all break up?
Yeah, we broke up like a few weeks later.
That hussy.
Why? Well, hold on.
Okay, you're
Maybe
right.
Maybe it was Waylon.
Maybe he cheated. Hold on.
Maybe he shared his Oreos with somebody.
You're right. Maybe he went out to McDonald's and didn't get her a Happy Meal, which would have been rude.
Waylon,
what was the reason?
It was because I was playing with my friends too much, and she wanted me to play with her. But I just, like, hit the 50 points or something.
Waylon, I love you because you're representing so hard right now. Stick with your friends. Friends first and then love.
Sisters before misters.
Yes.
Bros before. Wait.
Yes.
Waylon, bye.
Yes.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. What's the problem today, DZ?
Well, it's whether you make your babies pay rent.
Oh, I'm so into this topic because, listen, Lord knows I will charge Owen and Hudson when they're 18. But I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the problem is, but talk to me.
She goes, Allie and DZ.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. Who's a high school senior. My older son isn't really into college at the moment.
Okay.
He's talking about starting his own business after he graduates. I think that's amazing.
Do you, boo?
Right, for real. She said, I've told my boyfriend that if we get married and move in together, I'm not going to charge my kids rent. If I were to charge them, it would be something super low and I'd probably save the money to surprise them with it and eventually when they move out.
Yeah.
Which I get it.
Right.
She's going, my thinking is I don't want to just take their money. I want to help them save for their futures. They shouldn't have to pay rent for a place they didn't even pick. My boyfriend, however, though, thinks that if they don't pay rent, they'll never want to leave.
Well, I mean, yeah, duh.
She said, I totally disagree. I was ready to move out after college, and I never paid rent. Which, did you ever pay rent?
No.
I never paid rent.
And I moved back home twice.
I did not at
I
all.
Did. Well, I had to one time because I got put on academic probation because, you know, Allie likes to have fun and party. So the first year of freedom didn't go so well for Allie in college. So I decided to move back home.
First year of freedom?
It didn't go so well. So I decided to move back home. And then, and my parent, but I was going to school and I was working.
You were at SIU, right?
Yeah, Southern Illinois University. So I was able to move back into my parents' house, even though I had lived in the dorms. Then when I was doing radio and I quit my job in Vegas, I ended up moving back home again for a small period of time before I came to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I lived with them. They didn't charge me rent, but I said, I can't do this. And I got my own place. So they would have let me live there rent free, but I was working.
But you were
and
working.
Going to school and doing all these things.
So
that makes me wonder if I would do the same if my kids were
working.
Yeah. I don't think I would.
No.
Would you?
My parents never charged me rent.
Never.
They also never said I had to explicitly move out at any age.
Never.
Had I ever
needed
to?
But I was always doing stuff, and so were you probably.
Right.
We were always taking care of responsibilities.
I moved back, same as you, 1 year, and it was just because it was the summer between my freshman year mm-hmm. and my sophomore year.
Yep.
After that year, me and Aaron, we had already been dating for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a place together, and that was that.
Yeah.
I only lived one summer after the freshman year of college, and then boom, I was on my own, if you will, right?
Yeah.
But she goes, because this is the caveat, while I get his 29-year-old daughter situation and why she pays rent for living with him, how tough it is for her to live on her own, I still even wouldn't charge her much rent if we moved in together.
See, this is where it gets weird now. You have like a 30-year-old, she's 29, a 30-year-old living with you, and it's like, well, now are we just roommates sharing rent, or
right.
is this still my child and I'm charging you? Now it gets weird.
Because now dad is saying, if we move in together and my daughter moves in with us, who's 29, I'm going to charge her rent.
Yeah.
And I would charge your kids rent, but she's going, no, I wouldn't charge my kids rent. They're kind of at odds because he's going,
one wants
to
charge the kids rent and one doesn't. So wait,
correct.
Oh my gosh, so what's your advice?
They're stuck. And
they're an impasse.
They're asking advice because obviously I think this isn't the first time this has happened. They want to know whether they should have their kids pay rent versus not having their kids pay rent.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't get to make that distinction.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to leave it up to the kids. And you craft it in a way that you say, hey, we've got a few options.
Yeah.
You need to help around the house,
yeah.
right? If you are going to live here, you aren't going to live here for the freezy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a certain age where you now supersede your parents' ability to take care of you.
Sure.
You genuinely
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. That's true. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. 29, I think, you're hitting that cusp.
Yeah.
If you need it, you still need to contribute, whether that's paying some of the mortgage, whether that's paying some of the bills, whether that's providing your own food or taking care of your own things.
Look at all these people, though, who like end up going to college, getting in all this debt,
mm-hmm.
and they have to move home because they didn't know that their student loans were going to be so much money when they got out of college. Now they can't afford anything.
And they're struck.
Because nobody taught them or told them, or they just didn't know. They were just doing what they were supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, man. So they have to move back home. Now we see this with so many 20 and 30 year olds right now. It's really sad.
I love the concept of if you are going to charge them, right, to mm-hmm. kind of like pacify the mm-hmm. boyfriend or whatever, saving it up.
Yeah.
Giving it back to them. Embracing that, that'd be great. But I don't think that's the case.
Let's pick up. I was going to say, let's go to the phones. You know what? We're going to come right back. Let's give us 2 minutes. We're going to get some calls. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. Basically, what's the name? I don't even, do we have
we
a name?
We name her yet.
No, she wants to know what to do because the problem today is one wants to charge their adult kids rent and one does not in the relationship. And they have separate, their kids aren't together.
Rent-free Rhonda.
Oh, rent-free Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
I support her. How can I not?
In the Latino household, you will let your kids live with you until you're about 50.
I know. That's your culture.
So the reality is I would never charge my child rent. Now, if they're making a decent amount of change, mm-hmm. you're going to have to help with something. Now, that's mm-hmm. the principle of the matter.
That's
that,
messed up.
You know?
Okay. All right. You know what? You're right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today comes from rent-free Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband, boyfriend, both have children. One's 29, the others are 17, 18.
His is older.
They're at an impasse on whether to charge the kids rent if they stay in the house when they're adults.
He says charge, she says no way.
Well, you know what? Let's start with Rich and Greenfield. Let's go to him first, see what he thinks. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, big dog.
Morning. So what do you think rent-free Rhonda should do?
Hey, look, I believe in rent-free as long as, you know, they're in a younger age. How young? Out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
Okay.
What's
straight
the cutoff?
Out of high school,
because Rich, you
early 20s.
You heard us say in the 29-year-old they want to charge rent, and I go, yeah, because at that point you're almost a roommate. You're not my kid anymore.
You almost help them with these financial decisions. Late, I mean, we getting your credit
20s,
score check
you're
too.
An adult. late 20s, you're already a full grown adult, especially if you're doing your own stuff. You're earning your own income. You're living good. If you're bringing your own income, you could bring in your income to bring your own rent, you know. But if, you know, you're out of high school, you're in your early 20s, and you're trying to do better and bring up, you know, do better in your life, you're going to stay in the house so that you can do better and make your life better. And I'm going to support you in that.
Yeah.
And we don't know what his daughter's issue is. Because he said, we get that it's her daughter's in a tough situation and it's tough for her to live on her own. So whatever that might be, I don't really think has a consequence if you're making the money to say you could live on your own, whether you are living on your own.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You guys, listen to this text. Somebody said, as soon as I turned 16, my Puerto Rican mother started charging me $300 a month in rent. I moved out at 19. She gave me a fat check.
So she was saving it for you.
Charge him. I was really angry at your mom until I got to the end of that text.
So that fat
and then I
check.
Was like, yeah, mom, go mama. Mm-hmm.
It's a mind game.
Yeah. Because you know what? Once they get out of there, they're going to get hit with reality.
Yep.
And reality's going to slap them, and then they're not going to be ready for, I got to pay for rent, I got to pay for this, I got to get these bills, I got to pay for electricity.
A slap is a nice way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking out for them, but they're not going to be ready. And then they're going to blame you, and they're going to say, I was being taken care of. You didn't prepare me for the real life.
Yeah,
I fell flat on my face because I thought the meals was just going to keep coming.
Yeah,
totally. I know that's right.
Yeah.
You know what?
And then
Rich is like another thing.
Hold on.
Just how DC said, you know, hey, in the Spanish community, you know, a lot of kids.
It's cultural,
Stay in the family.
But and not just Hispanic. There are a lot of Asian cultures where you don't leave until you get married.
Yeah.
Indian cultures. Right. I mean, there's a lot of cultures that are like that.
African culture. There's a lot of culture. Not just Latinos, but for sure.
Basically, white people are the only ones who run from their parents.
A lot of things come attached. Too many strings come attached to that, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be available at all times, and you got to do what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
A lot of things come. Because as soon as you don't have that 1 second that they call upon you, now there is a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, I became the adult, and I left as soon as I could, and I did what I needed to do, and, you know, I lived my life.
Bootstrapped
Rich, that was good stuff. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me again. You guys have a good day.
You too,
man. Peace.
I love how he got wound up tomorrow. We talked. It was great.
He was like, man, and
another thing. Heather in Shorewood texted in. She said, my kid is in charge of one bill. It saves me some money and teaches her responsibility. I don't mind that.
I like that idea.
Like, you pay the electric or you pay the cable. Something that's
take care of the water.
The Spectrum bill is the same every month.
Pick the lowest bill.
Yeah.
Or the second lowest even. So they got a little responsibility, if you will. Because you got to be ready to cover that if they can't. At the end of the day, you are still the parent.
Dawn from Watertown texted in. Said, also, it depends on if they're helping with things around the house. Mm-hmm. Basically, pulling their weight. You can text to 414-533-1037. Let's hit up Sue in Reeseville and see what she thinks. Hi, and I'm allowed to call her Sue. It's not the Susan we had on
it's
the phone
Susan.
Earlier. No, it's Sue. Hey,
Sue in the Ville.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So DZ's trying to help here. What should the rent be charged to the adult kids?
I'd say yes, because my son pays $300 a month to us.
Ooh.
But he's got his car insurance and his telephone under my plan.
Oh, it's like a wash.
He's paying you. Yeah, basically. How old's your son?
He's 26.
Oh, yeah. Good girl, then. Yeah. You should be charging him. Good for you. Yeah, he's old enough now. If he was like 18, I'd be like, well.
Let him figure it out.
But yeah, Sue, I support that. You know what? Thanks for sharing, because I like hearing different parents and their perspectives and what they're doing.
Comes out in the wash.
Without trying to judge, because you know, the first thing we're doing is trying to, if we're trying not to judge,
we judge. Our hardest. But no, we like what you're doing, Sue.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I tell my son when he's ready to move out, he'll move out.
Fair enough. And are you saving that $300 you're charging him, or are you literally putting it towards things that he's doing using?
It pays for his phone and for his
It's a wash.
It's the wash.
It's the wash.
It's a wash. That's good.
Sue, that's good stuff. Yeah. Thanks for charging your 26-year-old. I appreciate it.
Respect. Bye, Sue.
Oh, she's not done. She's like another thing. Yes, Sue.
Mexicans take care of their own.
Nah, yeah.
When she said Mexicans take care of their own, is that what she said? Are you Mexican, yes. Sue?
No, I don't
yes,
think
I
so.
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank God. Because it's going to get really awkward. I was like, where the hell did that come from?
She don't sound Mexican.
It's like she has to be Mexican if she said that.
But I don't sound Hispanic half the time, yeah. So my bad for not understanding,
People
Sue.
People don't know you're Colombian, DZ.
Mexicana, huepa. Or should I say, órale.
All right, have a great, adios. She's like,
my husband is white, too.
Oh, okay, Sue.
Well, thank you. I'm going to start asking the demographics of all of our callers.
Just to make sure.
I'm just kidding, Sue. Goodbye,
Sue.
I'm kidding.
Much love, Sue.
All right, last but not least, Saucy's on the phone. I'm trying to push through all the callers this morning. We had some characters on the phone today.
Good morning, my friend.
Morning.
Saucy's like, charge rent. I already do charge them rent.
Double. Make sure they cover the mortgage.
It really sounds as though he's projecting because he has his 29-year-old living at home.
Oh,
and hello, smart. His argument is completely null and void because he's charging his 29-year-old rent and she's still living at home.
You think it's projection. I get what you're saying, Saucy.
He said they'll never want to leave. No, your 29-year-old still lives with you and you charge. I get it.
He's thinking about his own. Now what? But
he's trying not to mess it up.
You should charge a little bit of money. And like you even said, save it up and give it to them at the end because that'll give them the start that they need, especially now day and age.
Saucy.
It's so expensive
to
live.
That's what I'm saying, Saucy. You know, you go to the grocery store. We're single moms. We don't go to the grocery store and go, let me give you the extra, kid. Where I'm like, hell, what extra?
Right.
$300 later. Hello.
Right.
Damn you, store.
$300 is a minimum, honestly.
I mean.
I go live. $300.
I go to get bread and meat. I come out. I'm like, what? What the hell?
Charging $300 don't even cover
what
it.
Just happened?
Thank you. I go to the store for 5 things and I'm paying $70. Like, really?
Dang you, Target.
I hate you at Sephora.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Before we get into Am I the Jerk, which it involves throwing out a lot of food and a couple getting into a fight about it.
Oh, that's wasteful.
Is it, though? We'll discuss on Am I the Jerk. But before that, I do want to say we have Dua Lipa tickets after Am I the Jerk. So
in
that's
no
coming
time.
Up. And I'm very excited about this afternoon, DZ, because this morning.
I'm going to say early day today.
Guess where I'm headed this morning?
Well, I know.
You already know. No, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to Heartland Kids Day today.
That's fun.
Now, I don't spend a lot of time in Heartland, but I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. Today.
And I mean, I've been there. And so they were like, well, do you want to come out for Heartland Kids Day? It's a fun day. We do it every year. And they go, it's 9 to 1. I go, oh, I'm on the air.
You said 9?
And I said, but I can come at like 10:30. Maybe.
Technically.
So I'm going to head out there today and hang out and get to meet people and do all that. And I was like, I don't know if... Do people care if I'm there?
Yes.
They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll come.
Trust me. As we found out yesterday, people want us in Heartland. People want us in Oconomowoc.
Hey, Lake Country.
Lake Country be begging for Allie and DZ. Yeah. Facts.
Well, I'm in. My friend Erin from Lake Country Family Fun online.
Online, yep.
She was the one who asked, and I said, of course I'll come. So I'm going to go be at Nixon Park in Heartland today. So if you got kids and you don't work or you have the summer off, if you're a teacher or whatever, and you can bring the kids or you work from home, which means you're not working. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Chill out. Don't take offense.
It was a half joke.
Half joke.
If you work from home, you can come too.
Yeah.
With the kiddos.
For lunch. Come for lunch.
And I've never experienced it. So I'm going to grab Hudson and I'm going to shoot over there.
Oh, you're bringing a youngin'?
I'm going to try to pick him up on the way if he's awake.
You bring them both or just one?
No, Owen's getting a little too old. He's in teen, sleep till noon. Don't talk to me, mom. I'm with my friends. So I'll pick up the 11-year-old and then I'll head over. And I would pick your kids up too, but
we got too
I'm
much
technically
to do.
Working.
We got too much to do today. And
I got
physical therapy. So
you're busy.
In that time frame. So I can't do it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm busy too.
Yeah, we're busy.
I'm overwhelmed.
It's too much to do.
It's too much. So I'm excited.
We asked for this.
Yeah, we did.
We wanted
I said,
this
hell
life.
Yeah, I'll come. And then I go, whoa, I'm busy. Man, I'm tired.
There's so much going on.
So I'm excited about that. So I just wanted to share because you were out in Oconomowoc last night. How did that go?
It was a blast. It was my first time at the Lake Country Thought Counts game. And that's what I'm saying by Oconomowoc, the Lake Country area, we need to do more events out there.
Yeah.
People were like, why don't you guys come out here more? You guys are always around.
Call us.
Am I going to be on Am I the Jerk for this? DZ, what are you doing? Shout out Jennifer from State Farm out here coming up.
Did she want to be on Am I the Jerk? What did she do?
She just came up to me to yell at me to tell me to sit down. She was like, I'm glad you're here. I'm happy to see you, but you shouldn't be standing.
Good girl. Yes, honey. Yes, you tell her.
It was a blast. All the kids that said what up and you know, we love listening in the morning, like little Brooklyn, bro. Shout out. It was great.
You got to go to a Dachshunds game. I forget there's a baseball team. They need to invite us out more. I know you went with the Milwaukee Bucks because they had a Bucks night at the game.
Me being an in-game host with the team. But this is different. You and I got to go for a game where we get to hang out.
Well, and I don't want to be rude, but we all are about the Brewers.
Yeah.
So it's got to be tough right now for the Dachshunds. I mean, granted, you want to support the locals, but the Brewers are on fire, baby.
Plus, they had a game last night. So it was
they were competing. Yeah.
They had people pull up, though, because you had dog.
Did they play the Brewers game on the side? Because they should.
No, they should.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. They should play it on
maybe
the side.
Maybe at one of the bars. You know? but it was free dog day. So it was Barks, baseball, Bucks.
You could bring your dogs?
Beer for free.
Oh, my God.
So listen, like,
you could get it for free?
They had to pull. The dogs could.
Oh, the dogs.
Two legs had to pay.
Got it. Well, I've seen that cute baseball stadium when I get on 94 in Oconomowoc once in a blue moon. So I know exactly where it is.
It was a good time. Skipper Dave, their host, is a funny dude.
They have a host.
Yeah.
Oh, Skipper.
Skipper Dave.
Got to meet this guy.
He wears the hat and everything.
I got to meet this guy.
He's a character. And
he also
listens.
Really?
Shout out Skip.
Shout out Skipper.
My guy.
I'll be nice. I won't take your job. That was a joke. No, I'm kidding. No,
he's got that thing on lock. He's got it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had fun in Oconomowoc at the Dachshunds game.
I hope you have fun today.
Thank you. I'll see everybody in Heartland for Heartland Kids Day at, well, you know, it's 9 to 1. I'll see you there.
Okay. We're going to be there.
You ready for Am I the Jerk and throwing out food?
I don't think so, because I actually have a very weird personal attachment to throwing out food.
Really?
Yeah, the way
Why?
I grew up, the way my mother raised me.
Actually,
like,
we'll discuss on Am I the Jerk. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk has to do with throwing out food and whether it should have been thrown out or not and the fight that ensued. Now, DZ, you're very sensitive to this topic. It may trigger you. Explain to everyone why you have issues with throwing out food.
Well, ironically enough,
please.
When I was a kid, you know, my mom worked in food service. She was a lunch lady. You know, she was the ones that for the middle schools, elementary schools, and high schools would make, pack the lunches, put it all in the crates, whatever. For food that would get left, right, any of the unused meals, the law, quote unquote, says that you have to toss it out, right? Now, my mom, being the martyr that she is, or just the good-natured, you know, big-hearted person, she used to take the food, any leftover stuff that was valuable, right, that could be used, and she'd take it, she'd bag it up, pretend to throw it away, but then go give it to people, right? Sometimes we would take some of the food, you know, like if we were low on whatever, but it was just to make sure that things didn't go to waste, because we knew the situation people in our community were in. We knew the situations we had been in. So it was more or less like not letting things go to waste, because we understood that so many people go hungry day after day. And it's not just people in other countries. It's people right next door.
I get why that would upset you. You know, you're like, what are we wasting all this food for? There's people that are hungry. I get that. But the law, right?
My mom lost her job, and a few other people did too.
Right. You did tell that story.
Because she got caught doing it, and there was a whole lawsuit. There was a whole situation. And unfortunately, she
was trying not to waste the food.
She was perjured in that moment, just trying to be a good person. Lost her job for it, lost her retirement, and really lost a lot of just energy, because she went, man, I was just trying to do good, and wow. So,
and they were trying to say she was stealing, but she was literally trying to, give the food to people that needed it.
Just give it away.
Let people eat.
People that needed to eat.
That's so sad.
So I have a personal, just a weird personal attachment with throwing food out.
Right. And I get it. That makes sense.
Even at home, even our food, stuff will sit in the fridge sometimes where I'm like, we could have thrown that out, but another day.
Oh, you're like my father, who I'll go to their house and things are they've expired 2 years ago. I'm like, Dad, this is disgusting. Nobody wants your Caesar dressing, okay?
I got different trauma with that, so
That's a whole other story.
That's the beginning.
Okay, well, I'm glad you explained why you have you're sensitive to this, because I want to hear what you think then, because Tommy in Cudahy wrote in with his chest.
Ooh.
And he said, am I the jerk for throwing out the chicken?
No, not the chicken. Not the bok bok.
Not the chicken.
Now, holla at me.
He said, Allie and DZ, so my wife was cooking dinner last night, and the recipe called for heavy cream and chicken thighs, okay? Mm. Two items that both need to be refrigerated.
True.
She started yelling in the middle of cooking that she couldn't find the ingredients she had bought. So finally, our son finds them in the backseat of the car, and we all know how hot it's been outside. Mm. I mean, you go, DZ, you go into my garage, it's like a sauna. It's disgusting. Even if I leave the garage door open, it's like a sauna. It's disgusting.
It's just bad. It's muggy. It's ugh. Okay, okay.
So Tommy says, I grabbed it. I tossed it out immediately. My wife lost it. Asked why I did that. I said, it's been in the heat for hours. You're going to kill us all.
Unfortunately.
Am I the jerk for throwing out the chicken?
He don't say how long. He
That's
just says
the
hours.
Problem. We don't know how long, dude.
Because if the chicken was frozen...
I don't know if it would matter, like, how long, because that's, yeah, I don't know if I put a chicken in the back seat. If two, in this heat, I don't know, this heat's, now it's going to cool down, thank God. We're getting a break now. The past, like, 3 days have been hell.
There's two things that I'm thinking. Like, if it's in the garage, if it's covered, if it's in the trunk, if it's in a shaded area, you bought yourself infinitely more time.
Yeah.
Right? Because as long as it's not in direct sunlight, once it's in sunlight, it's cooking.
Wait, so you think if it was not in sunlight, it's okay? To me, I just hear heat. No refrigeration, goodbye. I support him for throwing out the chicken.
I don't not support him, but
that's disgusting.
I also think he reacted too quick. You got to at least check it. If it's day of, had it sat there from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
And we don't know.
Nope. No. Way
but
too long.
But she was
for
sure. I'm using it.
She said, I'm trying to use it. He said, I'm not.
No, thank you, Tommy said.
This is rough, because if it was frozen chicken, you have way more time than if it was just fresh chicken. Mm-hmm. If it was canned heavy whipping cream versus like the bottle stuff, you got more time. It's pressurized differently.
414-533-1037 is Tommy in Cudahy, who said it with his chest. A jerk for throwing out the chicken. It was in the back seat. The cream and the chicken thighs. She can't find it when she's cooking dinner, and they realize it's in the back seat of the car. So the husband tosses it, and she goes nuts.
This is a little jerky. You ain't even check.
I think it would have grossed me out in this heat, man.
It's wasteful, and I don't disagree. I would have been like weirded out by it, but you didn't even open the pack. You know when chicken gone bad, dog.
Somebody said toss the chicken, keep the heavy cream. Fair. John in Germantown said that would have been absolutely disgusting to make and feed to her family after sitting in that heat. Not the jerk. I fully support what he did.
There's ways to kill bacteria before you cook things. I mean,
Diosmar from Milwaukee. Hope I said your name right. Said, not the jerk. You saved your family. Your wife will get over it. But DZ's like,
y'all seen
know.
The price of chicken these days? Them chicken thighs are not cheap. It ain't just a little wing. It ain't a tender, baby. That's a whole thigh.
Meat in general is so expensive.
That's at least $19 expensive. Right there.
We sound old. Never mind. You know what? 414-533-1037. Katie in Milwaukee texted in. Food can only be in temperatures over 40 degrees. Oh, this is good. For 4 hours max before it's deemed bad in restaurants, not the jerk.
Well, this ain't a restaurant. This is the crib.
But we don't know.
Was it more than 4 hours?
I don't know. You know, let's take calls. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Tommy in Cudahy wrote in with his chest, and he said, am I the jerk for throwing out the chicken and cream that my wife bought and left in the back seat of the car?
Has been hot the past couple days.
Tried to cook, and then the son found it in the back seat, and then all hell broke loose when he threw it away. The wife lost it, said, what did you throw that away
What
for?
Happened? You forget the ingredients in the trunk. I don't know what to tell you.
It's been disgusting out. I don't know why anyone would keep food kept in the car. Let's start with Chris in Greenfield, and the reason I want to start with him is, well, pull him up. I'll tell him. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Morning. How y'all been?
Well, good, man. We got a text yesterday that said, where's that guy with the hot voice? I said, oh, you mean Chris in Greenfield? One, he's not single. And two, I don't know.
It.
So I'm glad you called in. You've been requested.
He felt the energy. He's like, somebody needs me.
You were called and summoned by the listeners. So thank you. Which way are we going? Jerk or not the jerk for throwing out the chicken?
He's definitely not the jerk. I mean, in this case, hey, I'm a firm believer on waste not. Why not? Like, I don't like wasting food, especially with my kids. Like, that's something I really push.
But is it worth it for what you guys could do for the amount of...
Take the gamble for the salmonella?
You can end up in the hospital.
Yeah, no, that chicken, that cream going to get y'all sick, man. It ain't worth it. Ain't worth that trip. Y'all going to be spending more on a hospital bill or reading up on toilet paper as much as y'all going to be on that toilet.
Not the TP for the chicken.
No.
Chris, come on.
Oh, my gosh. All right, yeah, Chris says not the jerk, though.
Even though he don't want to waste.
Hey, as bad as that he been, you
got to be careful.
Like you sitting there for like 2 minutes. You ever like leave a smoothie sit out and they get all frosty from the heat? Like that. So I feel like if it's that type of heat, you're going to get yourself into some danger.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate you calling. I'm going to tell a story that's going to traumatize everyone now when we get you off the phone. Thanks for calling.
Later, man. Peace. Much love.
So people that have listened for 20 years might remember this, but in my 20s and in my early 30s, this happened twice. I was in the hospital for a week each time. They could never figure out why, but the first time I was in, they thought it might be a bacterial infection. They could never figure it out. They tried everything. I had so many issues. I was in the hospital for a week and had to be I lost so much blood. And let me tell you
because
they don't know. They weren't sure if it was because I ate a piece of pizza in the morning that had been sitting out all night that had meat on it. Are you following me?
Oh, no.
I was partying. I got up. I was 25. I got up. I was at my apartment on the east side on a Saturday morning. We had ordered pizza. I take a pizza.
Living life.
And the next day I was in the hospital and they could never figure out, like, did I get a bacteria? Was it the meat? What was it? So I don't mess around anymore. I don't screw around, you guys. To this day, it happened again. I swear to God.
I ain't gonna lie. There's a very specific reason I don't eat breakfast from Burger King, and I love Burger King.
Oh no, it wasn't Burger King.
Oh no, I'm talking about me. There's a very specific reason, and it must be the same reason.
Why?
I just one day.
I didn't know you don't eat Burger King.
I love Burger King.
I get down with the Whopper, man.
Not the breakfast. Whoppers all day. Breakfast. Yeah. I'm scarred because one time we let food sit in the car when we were picking somebody up from the airport. Me and my older brother. And we literally ate it later and then probably let it sit in the car too long. Got sick.
You guys did it to yourselves.
We did it to ourselves. Yeah. Right. And obviously, they're not to blame. Like, this is an us thing. But you traumatize yourself quick enough, you'll never eat chicken again.
Well, I don't want to waste food, but I think about these things and I'm like, you have to be careful with meat, you guys. True. That being said, let's go to Hannah in Start Event, who I think is going to go the other way after I gave that long story.
That long, heartfelt PSA.
Hey, Hannah.
What up?
Hi.
So, morning. Hannah, were you going to say jerk for throwing out the chicken?
So, originally I was saying jerk because I was thinking how offensive it is, but I actually went to culinary school, and so I have my certification safety.
Food safety.
And you actually, if it was sitting in the car for 4 hours or more, you got to toss it, otherwise you're going to get sick.
Somebody did text that, so
even
it's right.
Even in that heat, it's still 4 hours. It's not like 3 hours in that heat. That heat's been crazy. The heat out, I don't know.
If it's direct sunlight,
scientist.
Does it change it, right? Like, you have your certification.
Yeah, with this heat, it might have just cooked.
That would be so funny.
You had rotisserie chicken when you got it out the car.
It was on the spit the whole time in the back seat, just cooking.
The plan was to slow roast it in the vehicle at 160 degrees.
So, okay, but it's 4 hours is good to know. Sitting out in the...
That changes. I don't know. Everybody's comfort's different.
All right, Hannah. Well, thank you for calling. So you're going jerk or not the jerk? Which one?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. She changed it. She's like, I got to flip it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Much love.
I should have told my nasty story after all the people went.
Because now they're like,
Well, finally. Courtney's in Racine. Last but not least. Hey, Courtney.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Hi. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for throwing out the chicken that was sitting in the backseat of the car?
Not the jerk because bacteria grows in different rates for heat. I would not. I don't like chicken like that anyway, so I would have
chicken hater.
I love to eat chicken, but the thought of like touching raw chicken grosses me out.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. I ain't gonna
lie to you. It would have been in the trash for me.
Yeah.
Immediately. I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either. And Ashley from Oak Creek just texted in all caps, throw that bleep away.
I think the consensus here, y'all, it's a sweep.
She said, I got a mix of food poisoning and a GI infection from a bad chicken sandwich. Unfortunately, I was in the hospital for 2 days. So it's similar to what happened to me.
That's bad.
She's now 7 years later. She's a firm believer of throw it away. So I'm not the only one this has happened to. But again, they couldn't tell me. They didn't know why. Because there was no bag. Here's the problem. Thank you for calling, Courtney. I got to go off on my trauma.
Bye, Courtney. Much love.
They couldn't identify if I had a bacterial infection, DZ, because there was nothing in my body. Like, I had
everything was out, so they're like, we can't figure it out.
We don't even know what's going on right now. Like, it's disgusting. Okay, you know what? I'm grossing my own self out.
Sweep.
Please throw away food when it's been sitting out that long. Please, God.
Sweep the chicken in the garbage.
Please, God. And yell at your wife for leaving it in the back seat. Okay, Tommy?
And if not, just don't forget the ingredients next time, too.
Go buy more chicken. Don't know what to tell you. That's all I got to say. And you know what? I've left stuff in the back. I left eggs in the back seat the other day, and I got mad till I wanted to make them. And I go, where's the eggs?
Are eggs different?
I don't know. They weren't there that long, thank God.
You know what I mean? Another conversation.
Another conversation.
Yeah.
We need to give away Dua Lipa tickets.
What you trying to hear?
You know I love dude. I listen
her catalog
to Dua.
Is decent.
I listen to her all the time. I will listen to her albums. I don't know if I want to go old or newer. It's either Break My Heart or New Rules.
Oh, come on!
Which one?
You can't do that.
I love them both.
You know what I'm gonna pick.
Yes.
Come on now.
Break My Heart. Yes, I love this song. All right, 414-533-1037. Caller 33. You're going to see Dua Lipa in Chicago. Good luck. I've got to go to the show.
FOMO if you don't. I know you.
I've got to get tickets to the show. Dua Lipa is coming to the United Center September 6th. I've seen her when she came to Fiserv. It was amazing, and she's going to be amazing again. Let's go to Sierra, who's calling from Caledonia, a.k.a. Calabama.
CC in Calabama.
Don't let Ryan hear you call it Caledonia.
Morning, Sierra.
Hi, hello. Sierra. What are you up to?
I'm going to McDonald's to get coffee with my two littles.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, hash brown. Which one,
I'll
Ali?
Have a sausage and egg McMuffin. No McMuffin.
I want two burritos and a McGriddle.
And, you know, Owen got the snack wraps yesterday, and he'd never had them because he's 13.
I got snack wraps yesterday, too.
He was obsessed.
He liked
them? Loved
good,
them. Yeah.
Good,
anyway,
good.
This isn't about McDonald's.
Anyway.
This is about you, Sierra. This should have been an ad, but it wasn't, okay? Sierra, you're going to see Dua Lipa.
Hey!
Woo!
Now you can tell people in the drive-thru, hey, I want tickets on Kiss.
September 6th, United Center. You're going to have a great time. So enjoy. You ever seen Dua Lipa in concert?
I have never.
Girl.
So this is going to be fun.
Girl.
Bucket list.
Such a good show. So many songs. You're going to be singing every single one of them. You're going to go, I forgot about this one. Oh, man, Dua Lipa's been around for a minute.
You're going to be bopping around like, dang, that is her. Dang, that is her.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you, Sierra. Somebody's going to be in touch. I got all your info. Have a great day.
Okay.
Enjoy your coffee, girl. You're going to need it with
littles.
Thank
you, guys.
You're welcome. Bye, you.
Bye,
littles.
Thank you.
Much love. Bye.
Awesome. So we'll have more tickets tomorrow around the same time. Very excited.
Definitely at the same place.
Ah, for Dua Lipa. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Give us like 2.5 minutes, 2:45 to be exact. If you have 2:45, that gives you enough time to either get out and jump on the Odyssey app or run into work or just wait for a good song. Play Chapel Row. And I love Chapel Row. And the point is, we're coming back next.
Okay.
We're coming back next. And you're going to die, DZ,
when
I tell you how much time we've been spending online.
You or me?
Both of us and everyone listening.
Collectively?
You guys, just hold on. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Well then, excuse me.
Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa, huepa.
So, DZ, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Should we?
Yes, because apparently there is new information out. Which I heard Julia, our midday girl, the other day go, according to an article I read, she goes, just kidding, I saw it on TikTok.
Very scientific research done.
I lost it. No, but according to the new studies, Americans spend half their day online. So listen to this, you guys. They surveyed 2,000 adults in the United States who have home internet. They asked how much time you spend watching videos, browsing, shopping to find out about their habits. And it turns out that on the average day, we spend more than 10 hours a day. That includes 5.5 of working, gaming, paying bills, and looking at social media, and then another 5 hours streaming shows and videos.
Because watching
TV counts as screen time. Any kind of screen in front of you is screen time.
It's not just social media.
No,
it's not just time spent, you know, like at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's anything you're doing.
Yep.
Technically, it is all on the internet to a certain degree, unless you still got cable
or over the air.
We're
on the internet all day, every day.
For everything.
And it's so funny because I've been in that generation where I watch it evolve, where when my kids were little, they were like, no screen time till 2. Absolutely none.
Yeah.
And then as the kids got older, it started to evolve where that's impossible.
Quite frankly.
Because they go to school all day and they use iPads and Chromebooks. They don't even...
Smart boards?
They have smart boards. I said to like a chalkboard the other day, and Hudson goes, a what?
A what? Like a... chalkboard?
He goes, you mean the smart board, Mom? I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Back in our day, listen, in the 1900s, we had chalkboards.
Telling someone they can't be online, it's not maintainable at this point.
Yeah.
It's hard even for kids, you know?
I agree.
It's impossible. And every parent knows you become a parent, and then you say, no iPad, and you go, screw that, and you throw it, it goes out the door, right?
Well, and with littles, you want to control and more or less like modify it, but eventually you go, please leave me alone and take this iPad. Get out of my face.
This is crazy. Okay, so let's talk about what we do all day online. Let's just, no shame, you guys. You can call or text 414-533-1037. I'll tell you exactly why I'm online all morning when we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's in front of me, my computer.
Can't do nothing
about
it.
Even if I'm looking at you, I'm looking at the texts, I'm looking at our voice messages we get on the Odyssey app. All day from 6 to at least 10 to 11, I'm on my computer.
Online. My computer is open. Whether I'm using it or not immediately, I am online actively.
Yep.
I'm going through. I'm getting messages. You see things that are coming in. We're online right now.
All the time. We're putting the podcast up. I mean, everything. So that's for how many hours? That's 5 hours immediately.
Right there. People that are listening on the app versus listening in the car, you're online.
Mm-hmm. See?
That's but 5 hours right there.
I guess. I didn't count that listening to our show as online because you can just listen.
How not, though? You're
but
online.
But you're online if you're listening through the Odyssey app, or if you're listening back to our podcast every day, you are online.
Because then you could watch the argument and go, well, if you're just watching, streaming something, you're not actively, you're just passively watching.
Mm-hmm.
You're still online. You're still streaming.
Yeah, you're right.
Just because you scroll and you didn't buy nothing on Amazon don't mean you ain't scrolled for an hour.
Okay, so I'm online. Then I go home. I say hi to my kids. And then I deal with my social media when I get home because I haven't had time usually to look at it in the morning. So then I'm on for another 1 to 2, maybe posting, maybe scrolling, maybe hearting my friends.
Something, yeah.
Then
trying to catch up.
It's like if I'm not driving, I'm back on my phone to buy things or search for things. Like just the other day, I was looking for something in a store. So there I am online looking for the store. I looked all over to find this stupid kiddie pool I wanted. I spent an hour looking for a pool.
You could just tack more hours on because no matter what you're doing, you're using some type of online feature. Whether, you're grabbing an address. You could be searching a GPS. Yes, throwing it into your little Waze app, whatever.
You're online.
Still online.
And then I sit down for lunch and I watch 90 Day Fiancé or Real Housewives and I'm on for another hour, see? It never ends. I'm online all day. I'm so embarrassed by myself. You know what? Can we take a call? I'm so mortified. Go to somebody else.
I'm thinking we're now more than 10 hours.
It has to
be more than 10 hours.
Totally more than 10 hours. I should be ashamed of myself.
I'm leaning more towards 12. And that's
half
12? No, I'm not. I'm just thinking
you're
mentally
12.
At an average. Me, I'm probably less. I ain't going to lie to you.
You are less because you're much
online.
More of a nature guy.
I am.
Outside,
in
whatever.
In the moment, whatever. But
you don't even like being on the phone, really.
On average, I'm talking about the world average. In America, I'd be willing to bet it's probably closer to 12 hours, not 10.
They're saying that we spend 10 hours a day probably online. Let's go to line 2. Screw it. We're going to just play with our callers. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Pause.
Day 5, episode 13.
Wow.
Oh, snap, Allison.
Allison, we finally have a regular with my name.
Congratulations, girl. You did it.
I don't know what song you're going to pick, but everyone loves to hear when you become a regular what song you pick because you called 5 days in a row and did it.
Yeah.
So?
Am I telling you now? Okay.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, tell us now. Screw it.
Why not?
Okay. I'm going to do Girl on Fire.
I love Alicia Keys. Say less. Okay.
Me too.
Approved.
I love that song.
Approved.
And it's a scream on the top of your lungs
this
song.
This girl is on fire. Okay, great.
I'm going to make sure nobody else got it, but I don't think
nobody else has. And if they do, they're out.
So.
They're out because we haven't talked to them in forever. Allison, explain to us how long you spend online. Work me through it so I feel better. And so does, because ZZ's not a 10-hour-a-day guy.
Okay. So I hate to tell you this, but most of our phones track our time online.
I don't like to. I ignore it when it tells me because I don't want to face the facts.
I know that, but I know I don't even realize it, and I'm in the 8 to 10 range depending on the week, and a lot of it is just like mindless scrolling.
Yep. What do you think you scroll on the most?
TikTok.
Yep. Mm. TikTok is amazing. Amazing.
The rabbit hole.
It's the reels. It's reels.
Yep.
Reels are TikToks, and that's the same thing
happens
with reels.
The other thing, which I didn't even think about till you guys just said it, is I listen to podcasts a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm online, so it's the same thing.
Allison, does that count? Because DZ was like, that counts, you're online. Because sometimes, like, we'll listen, our show's online, right? You can listen back to the podcast. And then I think, well, if you're listening, you're not, but you're online.
It's online.
It is online. So and a lot of those people, like when you did your podcast, or even like with me, I call in to talk to you. So yeah. I'm actively, even though I'm listening, I'm actively participating online and engaging with whatever's being talked about. Or when, even like YouTube, you leave a comment on a YouTube video.
Ding, ding, ding.
You listened, but you commented, so your online presence is there.
Forever.
Do those hours just rack up then?
I don't know.
Does my comment from 23 weeks ago still count?
That's funny. Hey, Allison, I'm proud of you for getting a theme song. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for
making me feel better. We're going to go to somebody else next.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Which song?
Somebody
you
said
too.
Even all job applications are online, so that's screen time. Jessica in New Berlin said, the other night my internet went out in the middle of watching a movie and me and the kids didn't even know what to do.
You just look at each other like, what's your name again?
Let's take one more call, seriously, because I want to know what people do. They're talking about how we spend over 10 hours a day online, 5 of it at work, 5 of it screwing around. Yeah, I was going to say, go with line 6. Why not? Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Ariana from West Dallas from yesterday.
Ariana! What's it, day 2?
Wait, did you win yesterday, or did you just call to chat?
No, I won
she
yesterday.
She won the tickets. Yes,
yeah, girl. Chat.
Mm-hmm. She said, I'm back, girl. You got me in. What's up? Let's talk. I'm online right now.
Fine. Ariana, how much are you spending? How much time online? 10 hours a day or more? What are you doing?
Probably about more than 10 hours just because of work and stuff.
Yep. You don't think about work.
You don't, but it's screen time.
Because it's a responsibility. So you're like, I got to do this. I'm on my email. I'm on this. I'm on Excel. I'm on Slack.
Well, and even still like, online. I was at the dentist yesterday. Perfect example. And they're like, do you want a printout of your appointments? I'm like, absolutely not. Like there is, so that's just shows you everything's on the screen. I went into my phone to make my appointment. She was on her computer, and I went print out.
You want a reminder card?
No,
I got the app.
Like I'm online. I'm good. Text online. Me so I can be online.
And you just don't notice it. Yeah. I think the only time I'm not on the internet is like literally when I'm driving or like listening to the radio. That's the only time.
You're welcome.
Even when, like, yep, even on Spotify, you're using it, you know, when you play the list.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't even use TikTok. They call me abuela.
Ah, grandma.
I'm like, they call me abuela. I go on Facebook to look
Well, that's why they call you that, because you're on Facebook.
Because you see the repost 3 weeks later.
Yeah, not because you don't go on TikTok, because you go on Facebook, honey. That's the real reason.
Hey, guess what, though? Still online.
I'm still on Facebook, too. Hey! Do you think, DZ, nobody speaks our language but me and you in this building when we're off the air?
90% of the time.
Because I just invited our IT guy, Ed, in to tell a story of what's going on outside in this rain. But as I was talking to him a million miles an hour, in the middle of my story, I go, so anyway, 103.7. Ed, hi, welcome to the show.
Good morning, thanks.
Is it weird when we're literally just going, and then we transition to being on the air out of nowhere?
I'm always impressed by it.
Thank you.
Suddenly we're at work after not knowing what the heck we're doing
at
all.
We have issues.
Yeah. And all of a sudden we sound right.
I was telling him a story about Mason Crosby, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hold on, we got to go on the air. 103.7 Kiss FM.
We're a deep conversation. I'm over here in the background cooling just like 45, 10
okay.
seconds.
I wanted to pull an audible. There's your football term. We were not going to talk about Ed, the IT guy here, but I wanted to come in because of all of the chaos that just happened in this studio.
Well, what's the Omaha? Check Omaha.
Okay, one, how hard is it raining out there, Ed?
It's raining pretty hard right now.
I was supposed to go to Heartland Kids Day. Do you think? Okay, I'll call them and see if it's happening.
Yeah.
Ed, you came in to see if you found something in the foyer of the radio station. What was it?
I did. Someone lost their key fob.
Which is a pretty big deal in this building.
That's how you get in.
So, did you find out who it was?
Yep. I
Who's
asked
the culprit?
Around.
And who's the culprit?
Last culprit is our lovely friend DZ right here.
Damn it, DZ! You're locking yourself out?
I don't know. I got
Did
in
you
the
quit?
Building.
Did Where? You put it down?
No.
Like, what happened?
So I had, you know, I'm still using a crutch. Not both. Thankfully, just one. But I was moving around this morning, and I remember walking in with my keys all goofy today. And pick up my keys. Look, I got them
I
on a...
I don't know. understand how the fob fell off.
I got him on
a
carabiner.
I'm calling Dad, a.k.a. Ed, in IT to discuss this problem.
Where was this fob found? Was it inside the first set of doors or the second set of doors?
Inside the first set of doors. So you badged in.
And then it dropped.
And dropped it.
Must have been.
But entered.
And it fell probably in that mail bin that doesn't make any noise because it fell on top of the mail. And that's why it would have clinked
on
the
something.
Tile out there.
Or
that's
it slid
why.
Down my body. And I'm chunky monkey right now,
Shut
so I ain't
up,
feel
DZ.
It.
Whatever. You're ridiculous. Well, then I looked at Ed, our IT guy, and I said, okay, great. So thanks. You got a DZ's fob back. But why are you soaking wet?
Oh, boy.
What happened, dude?
So yesterday we were having issues with our satellite receiver.
Okay.
And as I'm on the phone troubleshooting with somebody,
uh-huh.
I notice at the very tip of the satellite dish, they call it the horn, and there's a hole in it. As I'm on the phone, I see two just giant wasps fly right inside it.
And into the satellite?
Into the tip of the dish.
Into the tip. Sounds so just
not the tip.
Not the tip. Sorry, Ed. Go on.
No, and
poor Ed's gonna kill us.
No.
It's so hard to be professional and follow the HR rules when you come in the studio.
Because he's got a serious job. We don't.
We don't care, dude.
He's in here trying to be PC.
We're like, yeah, welcome to the show.
Anyway, okay, so it was in the tip. Got it.
Yeah. Anything you say will not be reported to HR. Continue.
Thank you.
Not by us.
Not by us, at least. Yeah.
So yeah, some hornets flew into the tip, and that's not good. You don't want hornets in the tip.
Had hornets in the horn.
This morning in the rain, I took some wasp killer spray, and I sprayed the tip. And
did it affect the satellite? Like, were they having issues on the sport station because of the nest?
They were. Yeah, yesterday they
Shut
were like,
up.
Oh yeah,
that's what he
just
was saying. So I'm like,
yeah, it was
could
like
it
dropping
mess?
In and out. Yeah. So
I'm wondering if it's just because it's in like the horn, the tip, or whatever, or if it's the frequencies, if it's them blocking. Any emissions?
I'm like a child.
You are.
You can tell I have two young. You can tell I have two teenage boys. It's happening, you guys. Okay.
So you had two hornets in your tip,
Stop!
Right?
Yeah. Solution. Okay. Spray the tip.
I can't even look at you.
9 out of 10 times. That's going to be the
guys,
solution.
I cannot know. Shut up already. I'm the one that's nasty in here.
You
not
started
you
this.
Not
We're talking
too.
About the satellite. So.
Okay, I just found that interesting because I'm sure this is not the first time this has happened to people where you've had some kind of issue with maybe your cable or your streaming or your TV. And I mean, a nest was causing an issue with our entire radio station. That's crazy.
How many times have you had like a squirrel or a gopher chew through a line
oh,
or something.
I'd fight him.
Listen.
I would find the gopher and fight it in the yard.
Birds will make a nest, knock
Just
down
like
power
Billy
lines. For real.
Happy Gilmore, I should say.
Nature be trying to take their stuff back.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
fact that the hornet was inside that, they were looking for the most, the safest place for them to make a nest in.
They do try to take their space back. They do that in my house, the birds with the nests.
And they're reclaiming their space?
I go in the yard and I yell. Like, well, I talk to them because they talk back. They do. Birds talk back. Like, go out and yell at them and they'll be like, I'm like, oh, yeah?
We've got an issue right now, and it's not even at work, bro.
Yeah.
We've got these weird mole rat, gopher, like chipmunk-looking things. Yeah, I don't know.
Like
shrews?
A
shrews? I don't know what
sure
they're called.
Are they not baby squirrels?
No, I guarantee you they're not. They look really weird. Almost look like a Pokemon.
I didn't listen in science.
But they are
me.
Straight burrowing crazy underneath this new grass that we just planted. A bunch of rolls of new grass that we just planted. About to ruin it, so I'm going to have to buy more grass. Nature tries to reclaim its territory. So we got hornets in the tip. I got shrews in my grass.
Stop.
What you got, Allie?
I got birds
in your bush?
I got birds in my pergola.
Allie's outside talking to me. At birds.
I'm the crazy bird lady now. I'm not even the crazy cat lady.
You really are.
Because I hate cats and I hate birds too.
You hate cats?
And yeah, well.
That's a different conversation.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, it's a whole. Okay, listen.
Not
I don't
cat girl.
Hate
Uh-oh.
Cats. I grew up with dogs.
Okay.
I like dogs.
She's a dog girl.
One time I was dating a guy and he goes, she doesn't like cats. She likes dogs. I'm like, you're right about that.
Allie said, "Who?"
But that being said, they've grown on me since my sister got one. They freaked me out. They always bug me when they're touching me, and I don't like them. So then I went to visit my sister. I got to know Whiskers, and I'm warming up.
Big okay. ups, Whiskers.
My kids love them because okay. they have one at their dad's. No thanks. So no, sorry, Ed. You learned something new about me.
If you get a cat, especially an outdoor cat, that could take care of your bird problem.
It could. I tried to tell her that. She wasn't
Stop.
Listening to me.
Well,
she ain't want nothing about it.
Well.
I tried to tell her.
Listen, Anna from Sherman Park wanted to know if this is our laugh therapy today.
Is this laugh?
Ed, yesterday, we're all over the place. Our bosses are going to kill us, but I don't care. This is hysterical. Yesterday, I mean, I do care, but you know. Yesterday, we did laugh therapy on the air at this time, didn't we?
Basically.
There's this new laugh therapy where you can call a phone, DZ told me, and they laugh, and then they make you laugh.
You could start fake laughing. It's a line where everybody's laughing together.
So
yes.
We brought three people that worked with us in yesterday, and we all laughed until we were like crying, and we started out fake laughing. Do you want to do it with us?
Sure.
We'll start. It's okay. Fine. At DZ, go first. And then you join in third.
What is happening?
Laugh.
Oh, start laughing, dang it. Start laughing. All right. Nope, I'm not doing this today. I'm not going to start sweating because I'm laughing for real. I'm going to keep myself talking. The thing is, once I start really laughing, I just like inhale. Just what is going on again?
Now you're doing it again. It works
dog,
every time. I always
sweat.
Get them with the snort. You're
immediate
welcome.
Immediate sweat. Okay,
Ed, go clean out the tip.
Laugh therapy, dog.
Thank you for laugh therapy. Did it make you laugh?
It did.
For real?
At first, no, but right. Then when we saw our coworker in the foyer just now, and he was like, what's happening? I mean, that was pretty funny, so
things that made you laugh.
It did make me laugh.
He was in laugh therapy yesterday. He knew.
Oh, all right.
The guy in the hall knew.
Nice.
Thanks for coming in, Ed. Right, I'm glad you fixed our satellite, and
you're welcome.
I was going to say, feel free to call if you have anything similar that happened. That was really where I was going with all of this before laugh therapy. If you had somebody in your satellite, you had something mess up your service.
When was the last time nature tried to take over? When did nature try to reclaim its land? What were you doing and what happened? What hornets were in your tent?
This is the real... Somebody said, thank you so much for the laugh therapy. Please do it more. Sarah from Iguanago. Anna from Sherman Park, knock it off. She said, Allie likes them wiener dogs. No, too small. Okay, 414-533-1037. I like the big dogs.
She said, I'm a dog. I'm a mutt.
Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in, said, no, too small. OMG, that made me laugh so hard by myself. At work. Thanks. You're welcome.
Laugh therapy.
We love laugh therapy. It's something we're going to keep doing on this show. It's too funny, man.
This show is laugh therapy. Let's be real.
We try. Depends on the day.
We don't try that hard. I mean,
you're right. We just come and act like clowns and for some reason somebody likes it. I don't know.
They just let us say what we want on the mic.
Uh-huh. We were talking about with our IT guy, Ed. He came in because they were having receiver problems. Like people were having issues with their radio.
Our sports station.
If they're not
yeah.
listening on the app, which is their own fault, they could. And so he went out to our satellite because, you know, just like TV stations, radio stations, we have these giant satellites in the parking lot.
Right.
So, and there's towers and all that. He went out there. There was a hornet. A wasp's nest? Hornet's nest?
He saw two wasps or hornets. He saw two hornets go into the horn, which is the tip of our satellite.
So we were talking about when nature tries to reclaim its space or things that messed up, you know. I mean, don't mess with our satellite.
Let's
okay?
be honest. I mean, we need that kind
of a lot of nerve.
Go on air.
Well, Carl's in Indy right now, so let's go to him. Hi, Carl.
Morning. Buenos dias.
No, now we're saying Carl in the Ville because he moved to a different area.
That's true.
It's Sherville, but I call it DeVille.
I like
DeVille,
it.
Baby.
He's from DeVille.
Yeah.
Carl, when did nature try to reclaim its life on you? Because I got bird issues. DZ's got chipmunks or something.
Whatever they're called.
What do you got?
A deer hit my car.
Oh, the deer.
You be nice.
You're still dealing with that, aren't
Those
you?
Jerks.
No, it was actually happening May. It was after the Brewers game. And
you didn't have a car for driving. A while.
But your car's
no,
back.
No, I got it back. I got it back like a month ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But they messed with you.
And the only thing that's still reclaimed that the deer claimed on my car is deer hair on my
Ew.
Yes, there's deer hair still.
You still got
disgusting.
Deer hair in your car?
Really?
Yeah.
He's driving a deer.
I'd be traumatized.
He's driving a deer.
No, it's not a lot, but just some a little bit
not
left
a lot.
Of it, I'm sure.
Carl! I'm so weirded out right now.
I don't even know where to go from here. This man has deer hair in his grill.
The deer hair is really thick.
Okay, goodbye, Carl. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So I had to get a very special guest on the phone because
outrage.
Yeah.
Anger.
To put it plainly.
I mean, I walked into the radio station this morning and I was carrying a big box of food.
A big old box.
A big old box, DZ. And it was, I should have ran and got them out of the freezer, actually. Oh, well, too late now because I put them in the freezer at work. It was Jimmy Dean croissant witches. You know those things?
Those things are good.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Mm. Mm, you just put them in the microwave.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Mm-hmm.
Well, my son Hudson got on a kick and he started getting into them and he loved them. So I would buy the gigantic box.
Okay.
And then he decided he didn't like him anymore. So welcome to the show, this kid. I got him on the phone. I had to wake him up. Hi, Hudson. Good morning.
Hi.
My 11-year-old. Good morning.
Sound like you woke him up.
Mm-hmm, I did. How are you, babe?
Fine.
Great. So, Hudson, explain to DZ why you were obsessed with these croissant witches and then decided you didn't like them anymore after we had a whole box in the freezer that was, by the way, taking up half the freezer.
It's a big box.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just sort of like had too many, I guess.
So you made your mom buy as many as you thought you could handle,
uh-huh.
and then realized halfway through you couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely, Hudson. Thank you. And this was not the first box of croissant witches I had bought.
No.
It's like the fourth, but the point is he ate them nonstop for 3 days or something, and then he decided he didn't want them anymore. And I went, well, there's other food.
That's helpful.
He gets on these kicks. He's hyper-focused. I'm shocked. We're all hyper-focused in this family. I'm shocked.
I mean, the apple might be falling somewhere near close to the tree for sure.
So I brought the entire box to DZ and I gave it to him and his family, and the first thing DZ said was,
oh my gosh, that is an entire box.
My kids would have eaten them.
My kids would have been eating them. Now listen, if you don't want to eat them after this, fine, but you are going to eat the food that's in this house because mm-hmm. we spent money on it.
Mm-hmm. So Hudson, I feel like I should bring them home and you should eat them now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I did bad parenting. What do you think?
I feel they're taking up so much space in the freezer.
This guy.
He's thinking of his defense. He's like,
It took him a quick second, too.
It took
him a second. Quick,
Hudson,
the freezer.
You did get off easy. And I'm wondering if I screwed up by bringing them to work and not making him finish the whole box of croissants. Because it's not like they're disgusting. They're phenomenal.
I mean, don't tempt me with croissants at work.
I know you and the fam are going to eat them. But Hudson, I almost feel like I should have made you eat them. But he was like, no, I'm not touching them. And those things sat in our freezer for weeks. That's why I brought them in, because he wouldn't do it. Even when I would stop buying other stuff, he wouldn't touch them. He was determined.
He was really like just adamant, like, no, I'm over them.
Why, Hudson, they're so good. What's your problem?
Really was that you had too many?
I feel like it was.
So what are you a kick on? What's your kick now with breakfast if you're not eating those?
I don't know.
He's cereal. Looking for his new kick.
He came upstairs last night. And he goes, Mom, you know there's no food in this house. I go,
oh, please, boy.
I said, you mean there's no Cheez-Its, there's no Goldfish, there's no chips, there's no cookies. That's what you mean.
You mean there's no junk food in the house.
There's no junk food. Is that what you meant, Hudson?
Maybe.
He's so mad at me right now. Because I went into the... I
was so desperate, I ate great.
Desperate.
Finally, you're getting... he's taking the hint.
I hope you stay in desperation, then, if that's what happened.
I'm so proud of you for eating fruit and stuff.
Last night at 12 o'clock.
Well, you're not supposed to eat that late, so that's on you, my guy.
But if you're going to eat something, grapes is a good go.
If you're
going to
eat something, I'm proud of you, because this is what I did. I stopped. I'm not refilling the pantry with that garbage.
Smart.
So now they're stuck with fruit and vegetables and pasta.
You know what?
I don't think this is going to work any longer.
On second thought, this might have been a good deal that you brought them.
You think so?
That you took them out of the house.
Okay.
Because they're not unhealthy by any means, right? But if you just keep eating the same thing, it's not going to do your body any good. And then, you do get tired of it.
That box is huge.
That box is huge, and there's probably like 30 sandwiches in there. Originally, I was thinking, it's a waste, but it's not like you're throwing them out.
No, I'm giving them to your family.
They're not legitimately going to waste. I'm like, the boys will eat those.
Your boys will eat them. They won't mind.
They'll tear them up, and they're still so young. They don't have that notion of like, I'm sick of this.
And you cook for them, whereas Hudson will go make 10 at a time in one day and then be like, I'm sick of this. And because he's 11 going into sixth grade, I didn't see it. And then he's sick of it, right?
He's
going
to eat, 10 a day, literally, and be over them ASAP.
Hudson,
our kids are going to eat one a day, maybe.
I'm going to give you a little grace because you're my baby and you're cute. Mm-hmm. So I love you, and I already gave the grace
love
by bringing
too.
It to DZ. I'll be home in a little bit to take you to Heartland Kids Day today, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully it goes on through the rain. They're on a rain delay, but we'll be out there. All right, bye, Hudson. Love you.
That means go get dressed,
Hud. Get dressed, take a shower. Goodbye. Love you. Brush your teeth. Mwah.
Okay, goodbye. So, DZ, what's the last thing you got sick of, dude? Because I know I was talking about my parenting there, but I do this all the time, too. But I don't go buy a whole box of things and then leave them in the, you know what I'm saying? Or if I do, I bring them to somebody. This kid.
Here's the thing. I don't remember this happening to me as an adult. As an adult, I think you modify your mode of thinking.
You know how to not do that.
And you know how to go, okay, well, if I meal prep, I know I'm about to be eating, you know, chickpeas and beef for the whole week, whatever. Like, right. I got 5 days of this meal. Mm-hmm. Sure, you might not want it on the fifth day, but you're still going to eat it. You're an adult. As a kid, I remember getting tired, and you've recently tried these for the first time. Mm. My grandmother had just come to visit when my little sister was born. So I was like 8, turning 9.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making breakfast every day for us, right? Tried to give my mom a little break, whatever.
I love that when grandma comes and does that.
That's exactly what it was. You know, it was a new baby, so it was mom take care of the baby. I got the other baby, me. She would make arepas. You know,
we talked about this the other day because we went to the Colombian spot on the south side. Yeah.
Imagine a cornmeal patty. It's like the Colombian version of a biscuit / tortilla, like an accoutrement to the meal, whatever you're eating.
It's like a little cornbread, but it's flat.
Cornmeal. But yes.
Cornmeal, but it's flat. But I think of it as being like a mini cornbread, even though it's cornmeal.
It's like a patty almost, correct.
A patty, yes.
You eat it. It's the breading or the added, you know, potato almost type to the meal. Right. Irrelevant. She made those, my grandmother, when she was with us.
So much?
Every day. I mean, every day. And, you know, in those times, you're 8, 9 years old, Saturday morning cartoons, you want a bowl of cereal, maybe you want some pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
I told my grandmother, Grandma, I done had it to here with these arepas. And I pointed at my forehead, to here with these arepas. 9-year-old me. She looked at me and said, oh, okay, say less. Didn't cook for me again. The rest of the trip.
Your grandma.
The rest of the time she was there, she was like, nah, you eat whatever you want. Make your pancakes. I'll tell you what, though. I stop complaining. I will eat an arepa every single day. Now, I mean, they're one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, but you were over them at that point.
Then I had had probably, you know, 15, 20 arepas in the span of 24 hours. That's a lot.
That's fair. What's the last thing you got sick of eating? 414-533-1037. You can text or call that. I'm trying to think what I burned out on. I feel like I burn out on recipes more than I burn out on specific foods, or I burn out on restaurants. Like me and the boys, especially in the summer, it's like we had Culver's like 3 times. I was like, I love Culver's, but I am done. Like, I need a break, man.
Yep.
Like, I can't anymore.
McDonald's drive through every day.
I'm sick of this, man.
I want to, but I can't.
I'm only here for Diet Coke, and even that's too much now, man.
No ice, please.
Gosh. But, you know, I get more sick of just things in general versus I don't overcook so much, you know, that I can't take it.
What's the last recipe you're like, yeah, I don't want to eat this for a while?
Well, I mean, it was one of my TikTok recipes too.
Damn.
What is it?
Now I want to make it again. Now it sounds good again. I'll tell you next, all actually. Right. I'll tell you the one recipe I made that I got so sick of.
Okay, sounds good.
And you can go make it next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I was talking about how I bought all of these, this big box of croissant witches for my 11-year-old because he was obsessed. And then he decided one day he didn't like them anymore. I got a whole box in the freezer. I was so mad.
Which
blocking
I guess,
it.
Maybe you could justify. He said he was over them.
Whatever. Not before I bought the whole box and he let
boxes.
Them sit there. Anyway, we already talked to Hudson. We're moving on because Rachel's on the phone in Milwaukee because I was asking, what's the last thing you got so sick of you couldn't take anymore? Hi, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right. Give it to us. What was it?
Peanut butter.
Just straight peanut butter?
So fighting words.
Yes. Well, with anything. Like, I just...
Go on.
I swear my mom overserved me when I was a child, and I can't eat it anymore.
You're over it.
She's not wrong. What did you say? You said peanut butter and jellies, DZ, or like...
You eat 10 PB&Js in a row, you might not want that 11th.
You can overdo it with PB&J.
Exactly.
So I get why you could overdo it with anything but peanut butter.
With some crunchy peanut butter,
some
dog.
Chocolate in there.
You mix it up with a little banana slice or something. You could dress it up and change the taste.
Come on, Rachel. Nothing?
Come on.
Nothing?
Right. Sometimes I'll try it again, and I'm like, wow, I'm missing out, but something in my brain, it just turned it off.
It's like whiskey for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I try, but I sit there and it goes in my brain and says, nope, nope.
I like it. Peanut butter is
That's a good one.
It's a strong flavor. It's one of them things that it doesn't taste like anything else. Peanut butter tastes like peanut butter.
Yeah, it does.
Smells like peanut butter. Looks like peanut butter. So when you have it enough, you're over it.
Yeah, no, it's true. Rachel.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for sharing. I'm sorry you don't like peanut butter. You're missing out.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye. Amanda and Wes Ben texted in. You can text or call to 414-533-1037. She said, my dad likes to shop the sales. We had so much Life cereal growing up. Oh, I tried eating some after being moved out for years. I got halfway through the bowl and started gagging. My body said, no more Life cereal.
We're done.
I get that. It's like how I make my kids eat Cheerios for 10 years. And they're like, enough. I'm like, different flavor?
Can we at least get Honey Nut?
I'm like, sure. And they're like, okay, now we're over the Honey Nut. We can't take it anymore. I'm like, no, there's a chocolate and a Frosted.
That's when you switch to the Honey Bunches.
You're right,
Switch up the game. Then you get them the oats. It's all cool, man.
Oh, you're so right. So, well, thanks for sharing them on the text. We see them all. Anything else, DZ, you want to share that you're sick of? Because I said mine was Culver's, and now I feel like those were fighting words. But somebody else said they can relate. It's just we had eaten it too much.
Then you said you had a recipe, though.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm not going to let you slide without answering what recipe you was over.
Thank God you're here, because you know my ADHD kicked in, and I totally forgot I was going to share the recipe.
Yep.
So on my TikTok, which I need to start doing more recipes, I know. I haven't done it. Every day people are like, please bring it back. I miss your recipes. I like this one. And I'm like, you're right. I share because I lost 150 pounds. So I get why people are interested in what I eat. Like, I totally get that. But it was which one? Is this this one pan meal? I'm going through my TikTok, which is just Allie Faith, by the way. And I was like, so sick of it. Yeah. So you can hear me talking in the background. It had like cauliflower in the bottom. And it's one of my pinned recipes. But I ate it too much, and it just... Ugh.
I ain't gonna lie.
I can't do it anymore.
Cauliflower will do it for me.
I like cauliflower rice. I put it at the bottom of everything. I think I'm eating rice.
It's too soupy.
It is.
It retains too much water. You gotta dry it. You gotta drain it.
You gotta pat it like lettuce.
You almost treat it like you gotta dry the lettuce, or like when you take the excess grease off the pizza.
Same page.
You gotta suck up the water, for sure. Cauliflower might be the one where I don't need it in my life.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Same.
I feel you, girl.
Same. All right, well, no cauliflower for D. Easy. You can have real rice.
I'll take
the Colombian in you's pretty happy you can have rice.
I swear. No, for real, that was the one thing I missed when I did do keto.
Seriously.
The rice.
Hey, same. So I eat wet, soggy cauliflower. Thank you very much.
Yum.